This is regional news coverage from the WFIU newsroom. I'm Sarah Whitmire. The search is resuming this morning for two Indiana University students who went missing over the weekend while boating at Lake Monroe. The DNR Division of Law Enforcement identified the students as 19-year-old Sadat Shaw and 20-year-old Aaron Veda. Shaw was an international student and Veda was from Ohio. Both of the students were enrolled in the Kelley School of Business. The students were boating with 20 other friends Saturday afternoon before anchoring to swim. The two went underwater and then didn't resurface. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, the group was on a double-decker party rental boat. Only some of the students on the boat were wearing life vests. Officers found alcohol on the boat, but officials have not determined whether alcohol was a factor in the students' disappearance. Thousands of gun enthusiasts flocked to Indianapolis over the weekend for the National Rifle Association's annual convention. The event came in the wake of recent mass shootings in Louisville, Kentucky and Nashville, Tennessee. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lee Gaines reports, protesters gathered outside the convention center to draw attention to the hundreds of children killed by guns last year.
Kids' lives matter!
Mary Tuttle is the Indianapolis parent who organized the protest. She has a message for NRA members.
I don't want to take all your guns. That's not who we are. What we want is for the NRA to stop keeping us from passing any legislation that helps keep people safe.
Tuttle and other protesters say they want more gun regulations. Demonstrators took turns reading the names of the roughly 1,600 children killed by guns last year.
Juan Herrera, Midland, Texas. 14.
Inside the convention, some of the speakers this weekend expressed sympathy for the victims of the recent shootings in Nashville and Louisville, but they blamed liberal policies and mental health for the violence. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Gaines.
Authorities in eastern Indiana say residents who were evacuated because of a fire at a plastics recycling facility can return to their homes. The fire displaced more than 1,000 residents and sent harmful smoke and debris into the air. David Jetmore with the Wayne County Health Department says the rain is helping to cleanse the air around the site of the fire.
And the fact that the wind's blowing makes me feel very safe about lifting this evacuation order.
Jetmore says small amounts of the toxic chemicals benzene and naphthalene have been found around the perimeter of the site, but below short-term exposure limits. There may still be some particle pollution from the smoke. It's less harmful, but can still make it harder to breathe and cause heart and lung conditions over time. Firefighters are still checking for hot spots in the nearly 14-acre facility. Members of Indiana State Teachers Association want better pay and less interference from the legislature. Education advocates protested at the State House over legislation they say is harmful, including a bill that would limit teaching on human sexuality and several other bills they likened to anti-critical race theory. ISTA President Keith Gamble says the legislature is undermining teachers, further contributing to teacher shortages.
The problem is, as the legislatures continue to demoralize and deprofessionalize our profession, fewer candidates are willing to come into the profession.
Gamble adds there are more than 1,700 open teaching positions in Indiana and says this is tied largely to a lack of appropriate pay. The ISTA has been pushing for increased funding as its number one priority since releasing its 2023 legislative session priorities. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Whitmire.